increasing attacks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian attacks in the east have increased significantly and calls the situation in Mariupol extremely severe.
The Pentagon estimates that Russia has some 78 battalion tactical groups there with more than 60,000 troops. But the Pentagon also says that Putin has lost a quarter of his combat power. And as we saw in the failed attempt to take Kyiv in places like Moshun that I visited, we're learning that morale and logistical problems really made it a problem for him. Meanwhile, the situation in Mariupol, that devastated southern port city, is dire, with tens of thousands trapped there.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Kyiv, Ukraine. The Biden administration is expected to announce another aid package for Ukraine in the coming days. A new poll finds that a majority of Americans continued to support a mask requirement for people traveling on airplanes and other shared transportation. The poll by the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 56% of Americans favor requiring people on planes, trains, and public transport to wear masks. Interviews for that poll were conducted before a federal judge in Florida struck down the national mask mandate. U.S. Secret Service officer shot and killed a burglary suspect this morning at the home of the Peruvian ambassador to the U.S.
And there were windows smashed, entry door windows that were smashed all around the property.
D.C. Metro Police Chief Robert Conti. A jury today acquitted an Ohio doctor accused of ordering excessive amounts of painkillers that led to multiple patient deaths at a Columbus-area hospital following a weeks-long trial. Prosecutors say Dr. William Husel's orders of such large dosages of fentanyl for a non-surgical situation indicated an intent to end lives. His attorneys argue he was providing care for dying patients. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Biden administration says Arizona may lose the authority to oversee its own workplace safety program. Officials cite COVID-19 protection, employer penalties, and other issues. Some Major League Baseball teams are seeing their smallest crowd since before pandemic restrictions were put in place.
The Oakland A's have the second smallest payroll in Major League Baseball, yet they're tied for first place in the American League West. Still Tuesday, absent of COVID-19 restrictions, the A's played before their smallest crowd at a home game since 1980, one day after they had hosted their smallest crowd for a home opener ever since the team moved to Oakland from Kansas City in 1968. Attendance Tuesday, 3,748. Remember the Montreal Expos? Tuesday marked the smallest crowd for a home game for the organization since the Expos moved south to the States and became the Washington Nationals for the 2005 season. Number of tickets sold for the opener of a doubleheader Tuesday, 9,261. Fewest for a Nationals home game. Jared Max, Fox News.
The oldest known meteor shower peaks this week.
NASA says the Liarids, first recorded some 2,700 years ago in China, will be the most active Friday morning, just in time for Earth Day. The moon will be nearly full and fairly bright, but will set before the peak shower time near dawn. The meteor shower is expected to be a grand Earth Day show because the Liarids can surprise watchers with spectacular outbursts of 100 meteors an hour. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The Biden administration is launching a $6 billion effort to rescue nuclear power plants at risk of closing, citing the need to continue nuclear energy as a carbon-free source of power that helps to combat climate change. A certification and bidding process opened this week for a civil nuclear credit program designed to bail out financially distressed owners or operators of nuclear reactors. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.